seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim عليه السلام. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners, and I'm your host, Mahdi. We're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, and he was also the seventh divinely appointed Imam among the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam led a life which was in balance and harmony with that of the Prophet Muhammad, his great-great-grandfather. His life and the life of Imam al-Kazim was in the line and the direction of the Prophet Muhammad. And of course, the life of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was a strict adherence and obedience of Islam in so many different ways, whether it was his ethics, his morals, his behaviors, his actions, his statements. We find that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the copy of the Holy Prophet Muhammad of Islam, the messenger of Allah. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam led an upright, righteous, and noble life. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام إن الله عز وجل وضع الزكاة قوتا للفقراء وتوفيرا لأموالكم.
Imam Musa al-Kazim عليه السلام stated, Verily Allah has fixed the alms tax as a provision for the poor and a proliferation of your wealth.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us on the program. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, when we're talking about the beautiful dialogues and conversations of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam, we find there's a very interesting story which is related to when Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was a very, very young child. Now, this was during the time when the father of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam was alive, his father being the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam. So, as an example of this conversation where the intelligence and the wisdom of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam is witnessed, is when he came to his esteemed father carrying a tablet with him at one time. Now, the tablets of that time aren't what you think of in today's time. These were either pieces of rock which were flat and things could be written on them. That's what a tablet used to be. So Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam took
Imam Musa ibn Jafar, who was a small child at that time, and sat him on his lap and said to him, "My little son, write, abandon ugly things and do not perform them." So Imam Musa ibn Jafar al-Kadhim alayhi salam wrote this down, and then Imam Jafar al-Sadiq said to him, "My little son, complete it." So Imam Musa ibn Jafar alayhi salam replies and completes this saying by saying, "If you perform good deeds to someone, then increase them." Here, dear friends, we see in this very short conversation between father and son, and not just father and son, but a father and son, one where the father is a divinely appointed imam, and a son will be in the future a divinely appointed imam, and both having this profound knowledge and this profound wisdom. And so here we see that Imam Jafar al-Sadiq alayhi salam seems to say the first half of the tradition, which is abandon ugly things and do not perform them. And then Imam Musa ibn Jafar alayhi salam, in reply in this conversation, completes this tradition by saying, "If you perform good deeds to someone, then increase them." Even though we talk about these conversations, but in reality, these are lessons for every single one of us. First, abandon ugly things and not perform them, as the Father, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, has said. And the second half, if you perform good deeds to someone, increase them. Continue to do good to the people that you are doing good to, the completion of the tradition by the seventh divinely appointed Imam, Imam Musa ibn Jafar al-Kadhim, alayhi salam. These are his dialogues. And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
And so, yes, Shias have lived in a very difficult situation, especially when you look at the days of the seventh Imam. And after that, all from the seventh to the 11th Imam, of course, we know that about the 12th Imam, the situation were very difficult. But you never see any example where the heir is being announced that openly and publicly the way it was done during the imams who came before Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wassalam. When you look at the position of the imam, especially Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam, we see that, you know, among Sunni Muslims, especially among Sufi groups, you know, they have different groups among themselves when it comes to their spiritual chain of masters and disciples. And it's amazing that in spite of all this, you know, opposition and separation against the imams and the Shias, you know, even among the Sunni spiritual brotherhoods, you will see they trace their chain of disciples and the masters going back to the early days to one or the other of the imams of Ahlul Bayt. And one of the groups actually goes all the way back to the seventh imam. They consider Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam to be their great master of spirituality.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at farstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
من قد جئت فينا بالهدى والحب دينا القيل